Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The news is out of control, wild every day, but today particularly so. There's been a brawl and a standoff in the Mexican Congress as there is an open revolt on the floor of their house against the inauguration of the politician who clearly stole the election. Multiple cities right now in Mexico have large sections on fire. Months of ongoing rioting, police shooting the population, machine gunning crowds, killing American reporters, and it is a minor footnote on the nightly news, if even that, and buried in the back of the newswire. We'll get a little bit into that story. Also, Security Council extends Iraq mandate. You got to love this. The puppet government has asked the coalition 160,000 troop plus 100,000 contractors to stay another year. So, what, over 40 people can die each day. Another report here, U.S. setback sees dollar plunge to 15-year low. The dollar dropped to its all-time low. I don't know why they're saying 15-year low, because this is the all-time low against the euro. The euro didn't even exist 15 years ago. And it is not a pretty picture. We'll be going over that report. It dropped to $1.3194, or almost $1.32 is what the euro is trading at. The euro, of course, launched in 2000 at about 82 cents to the dollar, now at $1.3194. And last time I checked this morning in foreign trading, continuing to climb the euro, the dollar continuing to drop, but we'll see what happens. But again, the dollar will go down for a few weeks, go up for a few weeks, but overall the trend is downward. Dollar dynamics seen are a economic danger to the world. We'll be getting into that Financial Times report. Another report here, another day, another fall in the dollar. And on CNBC, they had a big global strategist saying, well, the answer is, we need to go to the Amero. Only the American Union can save us. Now, for over a decade, I've been breaking down what would happen. Why? Because I don't have a crystal ball. The Trilateral Commission said they would form the European Union, launch the euro, the dollar would then fall, the central banks would set up an economic atmosphere that would do this, and then they would say, oh, it's not the fault of globalism, there's not enough globalism, so an American Union will fix it, and then as soon as the American Union is openly set up and announced, which it's now being done, they will then plunge the euro, and there'll be lots of spikes and fits on both sides, and they'll say because of instability, we need to globalize the currency at a benchmark, instead of dollarizing, globalizing it, and then you have your world currency. And we're about 6 years away on current track. They meant to already have it in place next year. They're about 6 to 7 years behind, but it's happening right now. And Americans, even when we're under a global currency, won't even be aware of it because it'll be regionalized. It'll all be pegged with serial numbers and RFID half-cent tracker chips in every bill. This has all been announced. It's all been standardized. It's all official. But Americans won't know because it'll still be a greenback. Well, it may be a pink back or a yellow back, but it'll still have American El Presidentes on it. Kind of like your driver's license is an official national ID card. It's a federal card, but it has your local state region on it. So, Texas, Illinois, whatever, there's no national ID card. No, they just passed the law and it now is one, but don't tell the general public that. Okay, they're going to ban all file sharing on the Internet. That's official. They're trying that now. It's just, you will just wait till you hear the news. It's quite interesting.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The dollar is continuing its slide. I went back and pulled out some articles from CBS News and Wall Street Journal earlier this year. What, 5 months ago, where it came out that Dick Cheney and much of the White House had moved large portions of their portfolios into euros against the American dollar. Meanwhile, they're on the news talking about, oh, how they believe in a strong dollar and they want a strong dollar. I remember in 2003 being in Kansas City for a function, sitting in the Sheraton Hotel watching the then Treasury Secretary Snow, who had just come in, saying they wanted a weak dollar, and that it was no big deal to see the slide beginning. And now here we are with it devalued by almost half against what the euro was trading at when it first launched almost 6 years ago. It'll be 6 years in January. It's so amazing. And meanwhile, you tune into mainstream talk radio, you're not going to hear anything about the slide of the dollar. You're not going to hear anything about the borders being dissolved. You're not going to hear anything. Well, you'll hear something about the borders being dissolved, but not any real solutions. They're all running defense for the Republicans and the Democrats. But all you'll hear about is how the Islamo-fascists are going to kill us any minute, and how they're going to take over Europe and the U.S., and how they're going to kill us, and how they're going to take our women. I mean, it's gotten down to base psychology. Well, let's just say that's true. Let's just say it's true for the sake of argument, devil's advocate here. Why then are the neocons bringing in record levels of foreign immigrants. Why? You see, that's something they don't want you to use logic. Europe, unlimited immigration. You get a politician, looks like they're going to get elected to parliament or to government. Somebody walks up and blows their head off over and over again in Europe. This is a global agenda. They're going to break down the West. They're going to bring us down, and they're going to use third world hordes to get that job done. Until we wake up that whether it's in England with three parties or most of Europe with two to three parties in the parliamentary system or here in the U.S. with a congressional system, until we realize they're a pack of criminals working against us, and until the Democrats out there who know that Bush is evil but support him with blanket amnesty, hey, is anything Bush is for good? No. Why are you then for open borders? Well, the truth is, they're really not for open borders. Most Democrats, 70%+ in major polls, are against open borders and the policy. That's why you average conservatives and liberals together, it's 91% in the last Gallup poll. So I'm really wrong to sit here and yell at the public and get mad and call them stupid liberals. Actually, they're not stupid liberals. Most conservatives aren't stupid. They just don't know what to do. People know both parties are a bunch of political prostitutes bought and paid for by foreign interest. What approval rating does Congress have? In two separate scientific polls, 84%. They have a 84% negative approval rating. That's a 16% approval rating. Hillary's got a 24. Dick Cheney's got a 12. Bush has got a 30, if you even believe it's that high. So, really, we've won the fight for the hearts and minds. So I should be more positive. But now, what do we do? They're just hiring more and more police, twisting their minds, militarizing them, federalizing them against us, putting up control grids everywhere, knowing that we're going to start rioting like the Mexicans. So before I get into what's happening with the dollar, there's been a federal court ruling, and the White House agrees with it, and I've got this whole conference call between the government lawyers and the recording industry, and they are moving to ban all file sharing of audio and video, period. Period. Unless it is on a very few controlled platforms, government-licensed platforms like the iTunes and iVideos. Oh, yeah, they're not playing games because we're hurting them. We're beating them. We've got them on the ropes, hitting them in the body, hitting them in the face. They're stumbling around. They're going for the internet shutdown lever. They're stumbling towards it. And the question is, are we going to go ahead and just fight dirty and grapple them and just throw them to the ground and start stomping the New World Order's head? Because this is mortal combat, ladies and gentlemen. And that's analogous. I'm not saying we're actually in a boxing ring. They'll probably come arrest me today saying I was calling for grappling the government. No, I don't think I'm Atlas. Brawl standoff in Mexican Congress. This is the Associated Press. Lawmakers wrestled, slapped each other, and tumbled across the floor of Mexico's Congress after opposition legislation threatened to block the inauguration of the incoming president, whom they accuse of stealing the election. Well, there's no accusing. They have thousands of precincts in the country. They have a better system, frankly, than we do. They didn't in the past. People demanded it there, where each precinct reports, and those are collated publicly and announced. And he was losing at 2 a.m. Mexico City time. This was all caught on tape. This was all viewed. This was all on television. And then magically, hundreds of precincts started saying, well, we had the opposition candidate winning by 65%+ nationwide. That's even with ballot box stuffing. He was wildly popular in polls. Some polls showed 80%+. And then magically, precincts started reporting 1,000-1 for the neocon Bush-backed candidate, the, quote, right-wing candidate. And the people know about it. And there were hundreds of stories of election fraud, and it came out, and election officials went public. And so they've been rioting all over the country, and they call in the military. Many of you saw those images on television of the big federal jumbo jets landing and thousands of troops in black Darth Vader outfits disgorging onto the tarmacs, and then they just went in and opened fire, not with rubber bullets and tear gas, but with lead, with full metal jackets. Killed quite a few Americans in the process. Armored tanks with bulldozer plows on the front rammed through their makeshift fortifications. The people aren't stopping. They're not going to work. They're burning police cars all over the country. They're attacking politicians on the streets. This is what revolt looks like. This is people who don't have anything to lose. Like Janis Joplin would say, freedom is another name for nothing else to lose. And the globalists know they're going to put you in a position where you have nothing else to lose, Americans. They got a problem, though. The U.S. is a little bit different than old Mexico. There are 150-plus million firearms of, quote, new manufacture that's sold in the last 50 years. And if 1% decide to not go to the FEMA camp or give their house up, 1% of those gun owners, that's 1,500,000. And I think you're going to see more like 5% decide to not go along with you. And I feel real sorry for whoever goes on those errands. So I tell the errand boys, you've already got a dangerous job. This takes it up about 1,000%. And I don't want that to happen, because the globalists intend for you to get chewed up. They've stated it. Northcom has stated it. The cops, the paramilitary police, the National Guard, if it comes to this. And then they're going to bring in the foreign troops. That is now not the stuff of legend and rumor and congressional hearings, because that it never was rumor. People just thought it was. Now the Army Times and Northcom have announced it. They've been announcing it for 4 years, and now it's been publicly signed by the president, and we will be under foreign troop occupation if they decide to do this. So my message to the police and the military is, don't be part of the first wave, stay home, and the globalists will then terminate the depression and will not try to go all the way. They want the rioting. They want us to go crazy. We had Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, on a few weeks ago. We have the 1,000-plus pages of IMF World Bank documents released in 2002. The BBC reported on it. The transcript of that interview that I did with Greg Palast is in my book, Descent into Tyranny, where they said they go into countries and they blow out their economies by design to then cause people to starve and riot, and then they have the police crack down and the people even blow up bigger, and then the whole economy completely implodes, what was left of it, and then they come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. You think they care if cops bleed to death in the streets and the citizens do? No, they love it. They've done major scientific studies in the last 75 years, and around 4% of the population are pure sociopaths genetically. 1% are psychopaths. See, a sociopath doesn't care if you die, doesn't care if you stick your baby in the microwave like women are starting to do in this country. They don't care anything about you. They just care about themselves. A psychopath is the added goody of enjoying it. And many of our leaders, ladies and gentlemen, as I've told you, are part of this predatory class. Then others are weird academic types who are zealots who think they're saving the world by all this carnage because humans are a disease and a scourge. The Pionkians, the Peter Singers of the world, the Prince Phillips, the Ted Turners, the Jacques Cousteau's, the David Rockefellers. Doing research last night for a new film I'm making, came across the actual New York Times articles from the 30s where it was saying Hitler was good, by the way, and how wonderful John D. Rockefeller was because before he died he gave all his money to this Nazi German institute and just how great it was. I have those articles now. And how the Fuhrer is a man of leadership. How the Rockefellers are consulting with him. How much they care about him. How they were going to bring this plan to Germany that they'd formulated here. Baby, baby. We'll be right back. We'll get into the dollar. We'll get into it all. We'll take your calls.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Welcome back. This world is ruled by violence, and you better get that through your head. Welcome back. And the violence is increasing. The very same families, the exact same organizations, we can track every one of them, are the very same people that put Mao into power, that put Lenin into power, that supported Stalin, that sterilized 400 plus thousand women in this country, the black men in the Tuskegee experiment with the syphilis. They're the very same people running our society today. You know, I mentioned this Monday on the TV show. I've been meaning to talk about it for years, and there's just so much I never did. I never did get to it. You know, Target's really a bizarre secret organization. You go Target, Target stores. You know, we don't shop at Walmart because they're total New World Order. They're involved in the forced relocation program with FEMA. We told you that years ago. Now it's been in the news. They're going to be involved in the forced inoculation programs. They're going to use Walmart distribution centers as camps. And again, that's all started to come out in the news. They're helping, and the FBI has officers at their distribution center in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and they're with the Pentagon demanding RFID be put in all the products and then force all the manufacturers to do it, to force global adoption of this. They have 35% of all retail sales globally. Then you got Target over there, you see. Target runs the biggest private forensics lab in the world. Target develops surveillance and face scanning technology that's been sold. They're the number one consultant to police departments in the U.S., even above the Anti-Defamation League, who's number two. Oh, yeah, it's Target teaching them that anti-UN's evil. It's Target teaching the cops. Of course, they have the spinoff firm that has its own name that does it. And from Fort Worth, Texas, to New York City, New York, in the last week, it came out that they bought all over the country these telescoping guard towers that are going up all over the place for the police. You ever notice when you go into Target, it takes your credit card and doesn't give it back to you until you've done the transaction, then it spits it back out? That's what the whole country's going to go to. You're a bad little globalist in the future. Your ID card's going to go in there, and it ain't going to come back out if you're not a good. And they're going to have armed police that come out and escort you to a holding facility. You see, this is the new America. And why do you think Target, with the lion's share of its research and development and in its new announcements this year, is moving away from retail expansion into policing? Because that's the whole future of this country. Okay, that's what the new scholarships are, the most prominent scholarships. The largest growth sector in scholarships is Homeland Security. They train them in domestic spying, data mining, warrant service, from policing to just spy behavior. We're going spy high-tech. High-tech surveillance, high-tech tyranny, high-tech deception. I mean, America always does it bigger and better, baby. And let me tell you, the control grid's going into place. Because Target and Walmart and everybody else knows it's not going to be a free market. You see, the bankers, they don't want a free market. They instruct the central private banks to instruct the treasuries to print the money. And only about 1.5% is actually printed. It used to be 3%. Please don't send me an email. You hear a show 2 years ago where I say 3%. You go, which is it? The numbers change. It's now about 1.5, and that's a few months old. It's probably going to be even worse. Again, Greenspan doubled the money supply in his last 6 years, and then Bernanke got in this year and swore to double it in the next two, and then made the number secret. And you see the dollar plunging, it's pretty obvious. But I'm already digressing. The new economy is going to be, you're assigned with what corporation you're going to work with by test scores in school. And the TV, the movies are all going to worship the Nazis that run our country in their black uniforms. They're going to make them the heroes. It's going to be bad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? It sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
At the end of every broadcast, I get frustrated because I didn't cover all the news, but I still want to go to your calls. And Dr. Doug Rocky, former head of the DU weapons program for the Pentagon, is coming on because a lot of big developments have come out there. I want to integrate that with the British medical journal Lancet's report about 654,000 Iraqis dead in the last 3.5 years. But here's the type of news I got in front of me. Brawl, standoff in Mexican Congress. Security Council extends Iraq mandate. The puppet says, oh, stay another year. The dollar plunges to all-time low. Just unbelievable news. And I have another report here. London stock trader urges move to Amero, says many unaware of plan to replace dollar with North American currency. So on CNBC, and I have the report right here, the transcript of it, they just came out and said, well, we're moving to the Amero in the next few years, but not fast enough. Let's go ahead and move to it. And, of course, the CNBC reporter already knows all about it. Well, are we moving quick enough? But you tell the average person that, they will laugh at you. They don't know the country's already had its head chopped off, okay? That's why I'm angry. I actually love this country. I'm not one of these phony conservatives that thinks loving the country just means chanting glass parking lot, glass parking lot. Okay, then shut off the borders and start kicking the Muslims out. No, no, because it isn't a real threat. It's a threat they use to scare us. So I've got that. And then I've got the reports where Cheney and others have been, in the last 5 months, positioning against the dollar and their own private investments. That's CBS. Another one here, MSN. out of Money Central, MSNBC. And then look at this article. I could spend 3 hours on this. This is earth quaking. RIAA legal ruling could shut down the internet. Now, when Paul wrote that today, he was not joking on this 29th of November 2006. I say that because I'm getting emails going, you weren't live Monday or Tuesday. Yes, folks, we're live right now, and it's Wednesday. RIA legal ruling could shut down the internet. U.S. government supports legal case that would criminalize making any files available on the World Wide Web. And, folks, you can go read the ruling. You can go listen to their conference calls with the government. You can go see it and hear it, everything, on PrisonPlanet.com. And no one else seemed to notice this. We picked up on it thanks to an emailer who works in the industry. That's how we get a lot of our tips. And here it is. Only a few big giants will allow file sharing, and you'll be paying for it. It'll be on hubs. So understand, I won't be able to shoot, say, video of myself in the studio interviewing someone and put it out on the web to be given away. For us, it's a catch-22. We need to give members something exclusive so that they will support us so we can pay for the bandwidth and the cameras and the employees to do it. But then we also, I'd say we give about half away of what we do. And then people that are members get total exclusive membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. And then about half of it, we ourselves upload to YouTube or Google Video, which is a lengthy process. But I'm already digressing. We won't even be able to give you. You understand? It says you will go get a government license that in some cases may cost millions of dollars. Why are they doing this? Newspaper circulation in the last decade is down over 65% and accelerating its plunge. Network television is imploding. Network TV is imploding. Network news is imploding. Cable news is imploding. First, there was the exodus away from broadcast TV to cable and satellite. Now the exodus is leaving to the internet. And they do not like it, folks, that I can start a website and in 6 months it's bigger than a major city paper. Believe me, they don't like it that PrisonPlanet.com is now as big. Go look at the Alexa traffic ratings, other traffic ratings, than RushLimbaugh.com. They do not like it. They're very upset. And again, there's thousands of websites, Patriot websites, that are as big as ours. I mean, again, if you've got a good angle and got good analysis, there are 23-year-old young men and women, 25, 30, 19, starting websites that overnight are bigger than major newspaper websites. Because the people know you're a pack of twisting, spinning liars. And so what are you going to do, you crooks? You're going to waddle in with the government and try to shut it off. And by the way, let's say the internet's 20 switches on the wall. They've already thrown 10 of them. And every month they throw another. Cutting the power. Cutting it off right now. At first they tried filters at libraries and colleges and businesses and firing employees for going to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You just make it more popular. See, I just said I'd just run through the news and mention it, but how do I do that? I have the article right here. A landmark legal case on behalf of the Recording Industry Association of America and other global trade organizations seeks to criminalize all internet file sharing of any kind as copyright infringement, effectively shutting down the World Wide Web, and their argument is supported by the U.S. government. And you can go listen to the conference call, read the documents, read the court ruling. We're going to get some guests on about this. Here's another one. Scientist Lovelock predicts planetary wipeout and that the majority of humans will die. He said the Earth cannot support over 500 million. Notice that's the exact number that the globalists say they're going to reduce us to. By exact, they say 450 to 600 million. You see, and they're going to claim global warming is the excuse to shut off our food supplies. So that's why the global corporations are consolidating. That's why it's not just about profits. They say it's about getting control so they can kill us. You know, I'm one of those old-fashioned people. I read official CIA project documents about how they plan to kill 90% of us, and I get a little upset, especially when the plans were launched in 72, and they've now been implemented. When I read a 70s document by the Club of Rome, and they openly say the exact same thing, and we see them implementing it in a concerted, unified effort. The top Fortune 500, under the control of the central banks, moving and dotting every I, crossing every T. I get a little upset. But again, we have the power of prediction here. We told you about American Union 12 years ago. It's happened. We told you about how the government would stage terror to bring us into global war. It's happened. We told you about how they try to make vaccines mandatory. It's happened. We told you they put up cameras and microphones everywhere. It's happened. We told you they grew out of the borders and claim it was a guest worker program. It's happened. It's happened. So just keep laughing. Laugh in your bureaucratic office. Laugh in your squad car. Just go ahead and laugh. Just stick your head in the news. So here's that article. Oh, that's Reuters. I can talk about that for 3 hours. Don't have time. Atlanta shooting informant says he was asked to lie. Turns out it was the wrong house. Police chief lied. Narcotics squad lied. They were the wrong house. The old woman was partially deaf. No criminal record. A pillar of the community. And she just saw people kicking through the door and was scared and shot. They gunned her down. And it's the same story. A drugged out informant just wanted some more drug money and so just pointed out the house. How many 65-year-old insurance salesmen have been killed in their houses? How many old ladies? It seems like it's always old people because they're in the poor neighborhoods. Every week it's some person, wrong house. A lot of times here in Austin, too, the SWAT team guys will fall down and shoot their own people, Travis County, and then they'll just frame somebody. And it comes out later, but so what? You know, that's the sad thing. You idiots shoot each other. By the way, I've seen the federal statistics. SWAT teams members' number one cause of death in the line of duty, it isn't a crack dealer. It isn't some scumbag. It's your own people. Well, remember the case, what was it, in Lubbock? The famous case is because we got the radio chatter. They had the SWAT teams enter on both sides of the house, converging against each other. A cop accidentally pulled the trigger on his MP5, Heckler & Koch 9mm submachine gun, fired a round, and so the cops all went nuts and started spraying, and what, they shot three of their own officers, killing one. It turned out the owner of the house in a safe did have a black powder flintlock. He didn't have any modern, what you'd call a modern firearm. It was locked. But they went ahead, and they're so stupid, they went ahead on tape and started talking about how to frame him, not knowing there were good cops outside weren't going to go along with it. Why were you there in the first place? The guy was throwing a fit, throwing his wife's stuff out on the lawn. Hadn't touched her. When they got there, he was sitting in the front lawn. He got scared by the armored vehicles pulling up, so he ran inside. And be honest, police, even if you've got a really good marriage, haven't you ever thrown a fit? Haven't you ever had a fight once or twice? Would you like a SWAT team to drop by for you? But again, you ought to see when they shoot their own cops, they start crying, going, APC, APC. I ought to find that audio file. APC, save me. APC. And so they go gun down the 80-something-year-old woman. Here's WBS-TV. Atlanta shooting informant says he was asked to lie. There's a major fallout from the Atlanta police shootout that left an elderly woman dead. Officers are put on leave, and the state and the feds are investigating. You know, the feds set the training parameters that have turned our police into mindless idiots, mindless goons. And then the feds come in and federalize and take over even more. You got to love the system. Problem, reaction, solution. Atlanta's police chief announced that the FBI and GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigation, are investigating the shootout. Also, a narcotics team involved is now on paid leave and autopsy results of the 88-year-old Catherine Johnston, who was shot 6 times. Chief Richard Pennington wrapped up the surprise press conference, and it goes on. And now it's coming out that they lied. It was the wrong house. It was the wrong house. So you can say mistakes are made when you're looking for drugs. I mean, again, it's just, I almost laugh when the cops pull me over every few years and want to search for drugs. I just laugh at them. And I go, the only drug you're going to find is this pack of cigarettes back when I was a smoker. The only, or maybe this coffee, I don't use what your bosses ship in. And what, I bet you $100 your entire narcotic squad's on the take. I have shot my mouth off and said that before. And don't sit there and get mad. You know full well who ships it in. The lion's share of it is shipped in on government aircraft and government trains, government ships. The rest of it is basically licensed. There's a licensing fee. And that's why in Colombia and Nicaragua and in El Salvador and Mexico, when our drug planes go in there, and I've interviewed pilots on air, and it's been in the news, it's been in Vanity Fair, it's been in Esquire, they have GPS grids, and they'll spray a field of coca plants right next to the other one owned by the local general who pays his cut. I mean, it's business. So young people, drugs aren't cool. Don't use the CIA's products. Don't ever use them. And, of course, the police then have this illusion. They go, yeah, but there's scum involved in drugs. The dirty houses full of the drugs. The kids walking around in unchanged diapers. Yes, the criminal element is involved in it. That's the only thing that gives it any legitimacy. Because criminals are going to be involved in the drug trade. But all it does is then corrupt our police, guaranteed. That's why they made booze illegal for 9 years. Was to federalize the police, which they... I'm already digressing. So, see, here's the type of news I have in front of me. Brawl standoff in Mexico. Another year in Iraq. They'll be there 20 years from now, the other way. They're going to ban all file sharing. Steve Watson in London wrote an article, Big Brother watching, listening, and shouting. Now there are 4.5 million cameras in London, and now they shout at you and give you orders, and it says that the microphones tune into your all of your conversations and use keyword software to listen to what you're saying and doing to then flag you and report you to the government. And that's, by the way, already happening here. They're just being quiet about it. They started putting cameras in Austin in 98. Draft incompatible with free society. Ron Paul's written an article. 94% say Bush misled nation into war. MSNBC poll. 94%. Do you believe President Bush misled the nation in order to go to war? 94%. Judge strikes down Bush on terror groups. Los Angeles, a federal judge, this is AP, struck down President Bush's authority to designate groups as terrorists, saying his post-September 11th executive order was unconstitutional and vague, according to the ruling released last Tuesday. But here's the deal. The Supreme Court's been striking down previous court rulings and saying it's got to go to Congress, and then Congress has declared that Bush does have this power now. And it does affect U.S. citizens. The Humanitarian Law Project has challenged Bush's order, I don't want to get them on, which blocked all the assets of groups and individuals he named as specifically designated global terrorists after the 2001 terror attacks. The law gave the president an unfettered authority to create blacklists, said David Cole, a lawyer for the Washington, D.C.-based Center for Constitutional Rights that represented the group. That's a complex issue. Well, you'll hear David Cole or others here in the next week on this broadcast. Democrats seek Republican backing to limit Bush's surveillance. And again, this is the same trick they pulled, claiming that the torture bill, the Military Commissions Act, restricted him. The Democratic bill that I've looked at actually codifies it into law on surveillance, and they run this spin claiming that it actually restricts it. Boy, they're slick. Democrats about to take control of Congress say they will forge a bipartisan compromise. See, the headline lies and says it restricts, then the key phrase is compromise, to limit on President Bush's program of domestic eavesdropping and suspected terrorists. Because, see, it's totally illegal right now. Now they're going to codify an end of the Fourth Amendment into law. Here's one, Daytona mother charging baby's death, and talks about how there's been a rise of cases in the country where they're microwaving the babies, allegedly, and I believe it. This country's just gone to hell in a handbasket. I mean, hell, we warehouse our old people. We abort our babies. And liberals that tune in here and get mad that I'm against abortion, get your head screwed on straight. It's part of eugenics. John D. Rockefeller helped push its legalization decades before he died. Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, known Nazi. I just get your head screwed on straight. I got a Limbaugh clip, I'm not going to play it, where he just said, let's just blow the whole Middle East up, and he was serious. That's real cute. Neocon Gingrich calls for trashing the First Amendment. I never read the full text of what he said. And he just came right out and... Kurt Nemo's written a great article up on PrisonPlanet.com. You ought to go read. Neocon Gingrich calls for trashing the First Amendment. Few notice or seem to care. Actually, people do care. I make the same mistake Kurt makes, or he makes the same mistake I do. You know, we get mad about this, but people actually are waking up. It's just the government says we don't care. I got a bunch of other news here. When we get back, I'll get to Andrew, Ian, Kurt, Steve, others. A little bit later in the next hour. We'll get him on about 10 after, so I want to have time to take calls. Kurt Nemo, not Kurt Nemo, I was just telling Kevin to get Kurt Nemo on. We're going to have Doug Rocky, Dr. Doug Rocky on. And a lot more. So, Steve Watson, by the way. Well, I'll tell you about it later.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Able to admit the horrors that are going on, to care about other people, to be involved to not be a bunch of sociopathic scum. Maybe we should just eat, drink, and be merry and watch humanity go into the dustbin of history, into a high-tech prison. We're going to go to Andrew, Ian, Kurt, Steve, before we're joined by Doug Rocky. In fact, I'll hold him until we get to all your calls, because I want to get to at least the first few that came in at the start of the broadcast. We'll have open phones throughout the day. The last 30 minutes of the show today, we got Paul Watson joining us to talk about a report that he and his brother put together concerning, well, the banning of all file sharing. They're not playing games. It's actually happening. They're going to try it because they have to, or we'll beat them. They have to cheat. I'm not talking about sharing somebody else's music or video. I mean, period. Because the growth curve is we will supplant them completely within 5 years, maybe even quicker. Before I go to your calls, the holidays are here. December's starting in a few days. And I hope that all of you will do some of your Christmas shopping at InfoWars.com. Instead of supporting the New World Order and financing your own destruction, instead of going to Walmart or Target and buying junk that no one wants, go to Amazon.com. Boy, they deliver stuff super quick. You can go get it directly from them. You can go get Terror Storm. All I want is to get the information out to the people. And you can go to Amazon.com, go to InfoWars.com. I've got a link to it. You can get Terror Storm right there for, what, 12 bucks? Or you can go to InfoWars.com and get stuff you can't get at Amazon.com, like America, Freedom to Fascism. That is not available on Amazon. We've got it for $19.95. You can get Terror Storm for $9.95 with it. So for $29.95, get the two films. And Aaron Russo said make copies of his film. I've said make copies of Terror Storm. Buy one copy. Order it now. Get it. Make copies. The cutoff date is December 15th. December 15th, if you order on December 15th, we will ship it to you within the next 2 days after that. Okay, we're getting caught up right up to the day. We usually are a few days behind in shipping. We're a small operation. We're doing everything we can, bringing in extra people to get everything shipped out. Every order that comes in by December 15th will be shipped out UPS ground to you with a tracking number, if you so desire. You can also do USPS if you wish, because they don't... UPS doesn't ship to P.O. boxes, so I can't guarantee if it's a P.O. box. But so go ahead and get your orders in now. We got a bunch of holiday specials we're running. I mean, you can get my DVDs, my films, as low as $5.95 when you get a package deal. Get the Alex Jones Everything Special. Get the Everything Else Special, all the other books and films we carry. There's like 20-something specials up there now. Go peruse InfoWars.com. Take advantage of those specials and know your purchase makes this broadcast possible and what we do here possible on the front lines against the New World Order. There's also PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get a monthly membership for $5.95. Why don't you give it as a stocking stuffer? You know, just create your own access code, your own username. Just give that as a gift on the card. Or buy yourself a membership and then give it as a gift. I don't care if you share it with a few people. To PrisonPlanet.tv. The goal is to get the information out. Or get a yearly membership and get 5.3 months free. Almost half a year free. We only do this during the holidays, once a year. Prison Planet's coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv on its third year, by the way. All right, so get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.